今天的主日经文是哥林多后书12:1-10，我们一起来诵读。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认得这人，或在身内或在身外我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。我就是愿意夸口也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见所听见的，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我3次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。我为基督的缘故，就以气弱气辱极难逼迫困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。好，今天的讲员是梅牧师，有请梅牧师。
感谢主，很高兴能够今天跟你们一起分享神的话语，难得啊！因为这几年我非常忙，所以没办法过来啊。但是我很高兴能今天来到你们的之间来分享神的话语啊。请我们一起祷告吧，好吧
？Let's pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day.
感谢主今日带领我们来。
Thank you for our family of brothers and sisters.
感谢我们所有的弟兄姐妹，像一个家庭。
So Lord, as we meditate on your word today,
当我们今天静下心来冥想您的话语时，
will you speak to our hearts?
求您能够对我们每个人的心说话。
May we sense your presence.
愿你的愿您能够亲临。
May we be changed by your word to us this morning.
愿我们每一个人都能因主的话语，愿你的话语而改变我们自己。
We ask this in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的大名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
This message, if you're a bit younger, would be, I think, helpful to you.
我今天要讲的这个道呢，和对年轻人可能更有些帮助。
In 1977, I was working on a very large sculpture piece.
在1977年的时候呢，当时呢，我在大学里呢，在完成一个很大的雕塑。
I was a student at the University of Victoria.
当时我是维多利亚大学的学生。
And my friend Jeff, he's from Hong Kong, was helping me put it together.
我有一个朋友叫 Jeff 的，他是从香港来的，他当时帮我把这个雕塑呢组装在一起。
So I asked him what he wanted to do after he finished his art degree.
当时我就问他说，哎，你完成了你的这个学位以后，你准备要干什么呢？
And in typical Jeff fashion, she says, "I don't know."
Jeff 呢，以他最典型的风格说，我不知道。
So Jeff was a typical University of Victoria artist.
Jeff 呢，他是维多利亚大学一个非常典型的艺术家。
And his favorite word was "wow."
他最喜欢说的一个字就是 "wow."
I don't know," says Jeff.
当时 Jeff 说我不知道。
What are your plans? He asked me.
他问我你什么？你有什么计划啊？
I, on the other hand, was very clear on what I wanted to do after I graduated.
而对我来说，我非常清楚我毕业以后我想要干什么。
And right away, I said to Jeff, "I am going to become an architect."
所以我很快的就回答说，我要成为一名建筑师。
And Jeff says, "Wow."
Jeff 说 "Wow."
And then he says, "What do you have to do to become an architect?"
那么他说，那你要成为建筑师需要做什么呀？
So I said, I will be applying to the School of Architecture at UBC next semester.
我说我下个学期就准备去 UBC 的这个建筑学院报名。
And Jeff said, wow.
Jeff 又说 wow.
So next week, the following week, the two of us went to UBC.
然后接下来的一周呢，我们两个人一起去了 UBC.
And we were both...because Jeff didn't know what he wanted to do, so he said, "Well, I'm going to apply to architecture as well."
因为 Jeff 自己不知道他想干什么，他说：“那我也申请建筑学院。”
It wasn't his life goal, but you know, he didn't know what else to do.
当时他那并不是他的人生目标，但是当时他并不知道自己想干什么。
Now the odd thing about the story is that somehow Jeff got into the School of Architecture and I didn't.
可是这个故事的最有趣的结尾就是 Jeff 他被录取了，而我却被拒绝了。
And so Jeff says to me, "Wow."
结果 Jeff 又说 "Wow."
Well, this was one of the most disappointing moments in my life.
这对我来说是我一生当中最失望的时刻。
Yeah, you can ask my wife what I went through that year.
你可以去问我太太那一年我是怎么度过的。
But looking back.
但是现在回想起来
，My failure to get into the School of Architecture was one of the most important moments of my life.
我未能进入这个建筑学院，却是我生命当中最重要的一件事情。
You see, earlier that year, I had sensed God was calling me to the ministry.
因为在那一年的早些时候呢，我就感觉到上帝正在呼召我从事职业事工。
I didn't understand what that meant at the time.
当时我并不明白，也并不明白这一切到底意味着什么。
But what it does did mean that I was never going to be an architect.
我当时就是知道，反正我是永远成为不了一名建筑师了。
And the journey from then till now, I would have to say, was richer than I could have imagined.
然而，从那时到我现在的人生旅程，我必须说，比我想象的要丰富。
It's not without struggles.
当然并不是说没有挣扎。
It wasn't easy.
也不是说坦率地说也不是很容易。
But God is faithful.
但是上帝真的是很信实。
The point I want us to grasp is that even in our failure, no matter how bad they may be, God's grace can reshape your life.
我想跟大家说的是，即使我们失败了，不管有多么的糟糕，但是上帝的恩典真的是能够够我们用的，能重塑我们的生活。
And he can change what seems to be failures in our lives to something good.
而且他可以把生活当中似乎是失败的东西给转变成更美好的事情。
I think St. Paul understood this when he penned these familiar words in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
圣保罗他明白这一个教训，这也就是他为什么在彼得腓立比书三章十二节十四节当中他这样写道。
He He says, not that I have already obtained all this or already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took a hold of me.
他说，这不是说我已经得着了，完全，已经完全了，乃是我竭力追求，好使我可以得着耶稣基督要我得着的。
What's Paul saying? Paul is saying that there is no question that I'm not perfect, but I've taken a hold of being the kind of Christian I know that I should be.
Paul 在这里说的是什么意思呢？保罗在这里说的是什么意思呢？保罗的意思是说，毫无疑问，我并不完全，我还没有成为我应该成为的基督徒的样式。
And even when he failed, that did not keep Paul from trying anew and afresh every day.
然而尽管保罗失败了，但是呢，这并没有阻止保罗每日努力，重新更新，重新重生。
Paul was a man familiar with failure.
保罗是一个非常熟悉失败的人。
And encountered many obstacles in his life.
他在生活当中，一生中经历了各种各样的阻力和障碍。
And obstacles that could have prevented him from success, but he overcame them.
那些阻力和障碍实际上本来是能阻止他成功的，但是他一个一个都克服了。
He wanted to rise in power and influence in the Sanhedrin.
他本来想在公会中掌权。
But he became a hunted man.
然而却成了被捕的对象，被追捕的对象。
When he became a Christian, he wanted to preach in the churches.
当他成为基督徒的时候，他本来想在教会里面传教。
But instead, he spent over 10 years in Tarsus, nobody virtually unheard of.
但是实际上呢，他却在一个叫塔尔苏斯的地方度过了10年，那个地方是几乎没人知晓的一个地方。
He wanted to go to Asia.
他本来想去亚洲。
But it was called to Macedonia.
但是却被呼召去了马其顿。
He wanted to go to Rome.
他本来想去罗马。
But was shipwrecked in Malta.
但是他是却在马耳他地区遭遇了海难。
He wanted to preach the gospel and plant churches.
他本来想传福音，建立教会。
But instead, he spent much of his life in prison.
但是他大部分的时间都是在监狱里度过。
He dismissed John Mark as being a useless person.
他当时辞掉了一个叫约翰·马可的人，他觉得他非常无能。
Only to become that young man became a very useful person to him later on.
结果呢，却发现这个年轻的叫约翰马克的人成了他不可或缺的帮手。
So Paul was a man who has experienced a lot of disappointment and failures in his life.
所以保罗是一个一生经历了很多失败的人。
A man who knows how it feels to fail.
他是一个明白失败是什么感觉的人。
But he never let allowed the failures to defeat him.
但是他从来没让失败打败过他。
So what can we learn from Paul about overcoming failures?
那么我们从保罗的身上能学到什么克服困难的教训呢？克服失败的教训呢？
请你，那你得帮我。So, first of all, we need to remember that everybody fails.
首先第一点，我们必须都记住，每一个人都经历失败。
Nothing identifies us more closely than our imperfections.
实际上，我们大家最相近的地方就是我们彼此都有不完美的地方。
We all have them.
我们所有的人都有不完美的地方。
Some of us eat too much.
有的人吃的太多。
Some of us spend too much.
有的人挥金如土。
Some of us love too little.
有的人可能缺乏爱心。
Some of us give too little.
有的人可能过于吝啬。
Some of us listen too little.
有的人不会聆听。
So there is no one here sitting in this room that is perfect.
所以我们在座的每一个人，没有一个人是说是完美的。
None of us are perfect, and all of us here have tasted failures.
那么没有一个人是完美的，而且然而每一个人都尝到过失败的滋味。
And even those famous people that we look up to, they experience a lot of failures.
即使是那些我们认为很伟大的人，他们实际上也经历失败。
Robert Louis Stevenson, a famous author, once described himself as failed a little, tried a little and failed a lot much.
一个很有名的人叫罗伯特·路易斯·史蒂文森，他曾经这样形容自己，说自己尝试过一点点，但是屡屡失败。
A musician and a composer was at the low point of his life.
曾经有一位音乐家、作曲家呢，他处于他的人生低谷。
His money was all gone.
他所有的钱都花完了，都没有了。
His creditors had seized all his belongings.
他的债权人没收了他所有的财产。
He was facing the threat of prison.
他面临被人关进大牢的威胁。
The stress of his life literally paralyzed him.
他生活中的压力几乎让他瘫痪了。
He couldn't walk or move or feel anything on his right side.
他不能行走，不能移动，他感觉不到他身体右侧的感觉。
And for a brief moment, he considered giving up and giving up what he was doing.
他曾一度考虑是不是屈服或者放弃了，就这样放弃了。
But he decided to do one more thing.
但是最后他决定再试一次。
His name was George Frederick Handel.
他的名字叫乔治·菲德里克·哈内尔。
And he finished the symphony called the Messiah.
他完成了他的最后的交响曲，叫《弥赛亚》。
One of the most famous sacred music ever written.
这一首曲子被认为是史上最伟大的圣乐作品。
One of the most familiar stories Jesus told was about a boy and his failures to handle life.
那么在圣经里的耶稣所讲的脍炙人口的故事之一，就是一个小男孩他怎么失败的处理了他的生活。
We know the story is called the prodigal son.
我们知道这个故事叫浪子回头的故事。
But Jesus never called him a prodigal son.
但是耶稣从来没有称呼他浪子。
But he always called him the younger son.
他只是叫他小儿子。
And this younger son, as you know, took all his inheritance and went out to try to live his life without his father.
我们知道这个年轻人带着他的那一份财产就出外闯荡，没在他没有他父亲的情况下自己一个人出去闯荡见识这个世界。
So, what happened is that he lost everything.
当然我们知道最终他失去了所有的一切。
And when his money was all gone, so his friends were all gone as well.
当他的钱都花光了的时候他所有的朋友也就没有了。
And he didn't even have a place to live.
他连他住的地方都没有。
He's one of the biggest losers in the Bible.
他是圣经里头所能讲的最大的一个失败者。
A failure from every aspect.
他从各个方面都是失败的。
And so he failed so badly he wanted to consider himself a slave.
他是如此的失败，乃至于他想要去做一个奴隶。
And he was willing to spend the rest of his life as a slave.
他愿意就他的余生成为一个奴隶。
This is what happens when we handle failure inappropriately.
这就是当我们不恰当的处理失败时会发生的事情。
Perhaps there are some of you here this morning who want to punish yourself for the rest of your lives for the failures that you've encountered.
也许今天在我们在座的人里头就有人因为你们生活当中我们生活当中经历的某些失败而想要惩罚自己的余生。
Well, I want to say to you,
那么我想告诉你
you don't have to do that.
你不必这样做。
The Apostle Paul would say to you, you're not the only one that made mistakes with their lives.
使徒保罗这样对你说，你不是唯一犯下大错的人。
James chapter 3 verse 2 we read these words.
雅各书三章二节我们读到
We all stumble in many ways.
我们在许多事上都有过失。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20, we read these words.
而在传道书七章二十节我们读到
There is no one on earth who does what is right all the time and never make a mistake.
世上没有人始终做正确的事而不犯错误。
So we need to remember as people,
所以我们需要记住的，作为人，我们需要记住的是
，We all have failed in the past.
我们过去都曾失败过。
We will all fail in the present.
我们现在也在失败。
And we will fail in the future.
我们将来还会失败。
And failure unites all of us.
然而在失败，所以在失败这一点上，我们是同病相怜的。
But failures do not have to defeat us.
但失败并不一定要打败我们。
So this brings me to my second point, and that is, realize that failure is not fatal.
这就引出了我第二个要讲的，就是意识到失败并不致命。
Proverbs chapter 24:16 says, "No matter how often an honest man falls, he will always get up again."
箴言书二十四章十六节说到，诚实人无论失败多少次，仍必兴起。
Paul writes, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed."
保罗写道说，我们四面受敌，却没有被击倒；心里困苦，却没有绝望；遭逼迫，却没有被弃绝；被击打，却没有被毁灭。
Did you know that Napoleon was graduated 42nd in a class of 43?
你知道吗？拿破仑在毕业的时候，他是班里43名学生里的排名第42名。
Thomas Edison burnt out over 1,000 light bulbs before he produced the first one.
那么托马斯·爱迪生在成功发明了第一个可用的电灯泡之前，他烧毁了1000多个灯泡。
So Paul says, I press on to take hold of which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以说保罗说，我仍竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督让我得着的。
The Greek is in the continuous tense, which means I keep pressing on.
在原文希腊文当中用的是现在进行时，他说的是我继续前进。
And he was saying this when he was still in prison.
而他说这些话的时候，当时他人在监狱里。
It's not the most comfortable place in the world.
这当然不是世上最舒服的地方。
Yet his attitude and his spirit was not defeated by the circumstances of his life.
然而他的言语和行为并没有被他所在的环境所击倒所影响。
So how can we overcome the fear of failure?
那么我们怎么才能够战胜对失败的恐惧呢?
Realize that failure is not fatal.
首先就是要认识到失败并不致命。
The only time failure becomes fatal in our lives is when we give up.
失败变成致命的唯一时候，就是当我们放弃的时候。
Failure defeats us when we stop dreaming.
它只能够打败我们，当我们停止梦想。
So this leads me to my third point, which is often that our failure is our greatest friend. Recognize that failure has its benefits.
那么这就引出了我的第三点，就是说是要意识到失败其实呢也有它的益处，它其实是我们的朋友。
God uses the failures in our lives to do three things.
上帝利用我们生命中的失败来做三件事情。
The first is to educate us.
第一是让我们受教。
A man who, in Proverbs chapter 28:13, it says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful."
那么就像箴言书二十八章第十三节所说的，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通。
God often uses the mistakes in our lives to teach us how to do things better.
上帝实际上常常利用我们生活中的错误来教导我们如何做得更好。
It's like Mr. Edison who failed in making 1,000 light bulbs, but he only made one that worked.
就像以前托马斯爱迪生在发明灯泡的时候，他失败了1000多次，最终才做出了一个。可以用的成功的灯泡。
So we are now thankful for that Thomas Edison did not give up when he met his first failure.
所以我们现在真的要感谢托马斯爱迪生当时没有就那么就此放弃了，而继续努力，最终成功了。
And failures also is used to motivate us.
那么失败呢，实际上也能够激励我们。
For Proverbs chapter 20 verse 30 says, "Sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways."
箴言书二十章三十节说， 鞭伤驱除人的罪恶，责打能入人心腹，就是说伤痛能够改变我们。
When one of my children was very small,
当我的一个孩子还很小的时候，
she was one of those young toddlers that like to touch everything.
她是一那种牙牙学步的孩童，喜欢到处碰东西，到处摸东西的孩子。
So we were living in a village on Vancouver Island, a small place.
我们当时呢是生活在这个温哥华岸海岸的维多利亚那边的一个很小的村里面。
And the people there heated their house with wood stoves.
在那里生活的人呢，通常愿意用这个木火的炉子来取暖。
But I was so afraid that my daughter would, you know, put her hand to touch the wood stove.
我特别害怕我的这个小女儿，她会伸手去摸那个木火的炉子。
So one day I took her little hands and moved it closer and closer to the wood stove.
所以有一天我就抓着她的手，把她的手朝着那个炉子越来越靠近。
And then so close that she kind of felt the heat of it.
特别的近，让他自能感觉到那个炉子的烫。
And she pulled back her hand.
然后他赶快就缩回手。
She never touched a hot wood stove again.
从那以后，他再也没碰过热炉子。
Sometimes it takes a little heat or a little painful situation to make us change our ways.
有的时候，我们需要一点点热度或者痛苦来使我们促使我们改变我们的行为。
So failures.Educate us, failures motivate us. The third thing is that failures can cultivate us.
那么失败不仅能够教育我们，能够激励我们，最终失败还能够培养我们。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4 says, We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They develop strength of character.
罗马书五章三到四节说，当我们遇到问题和试炼时，我们应当喜乐，因为我们知道它对我们是有好处的，它们能够培养我们的品格。
Some of the people that I've admired the most in history have gone through difficult times.
有一些我非常尊敬的、敬佩的一些人，在生活当中也遇到了巨大的失败。
Nelson Mandela, for example, spent many, many years in prison.
比如说尼尔森曼德拉他人生当中的很大一部分时间都是在监狱中度过的。
Just so that he can become the president of South Africa.
在他变成这个南非总统之前。
Missionary Elizabeth Elliot went to South America with her husband Jim Elliot.
有一个很有名的这个传道士伊丽莎白艾利奥特。她和她的丈夫和孩子呢，都去了南美。
Only to have her husband killed by the Aka Indians that they were going to serve.
结果呢，在那里头呢，她的丈夫呢，却被他们服务的这个奥查印第安人杀害了。
And later she became a missionary to the very people that murdered her husband.
那她后来呢，却为这些曾经杀害了她丈夫的人呢，做着服侍。
Gladys Elworth was rejected by her mission board to go to, and she ended up going to China all by herself.
有一个叫格拉迪斯艾尔奥德的人，他是个这个传教士，他被他所在的这个宣教委员会拒绝了，但是于是呢，他就自己一个人到了中国。
And she became instrumental in saving many, many lives. In the Japanese War, Sino-Japanese War.
而最终呢，他却成了能够拯救非常非常多人生命的这个一个人，是他当时是发生在这个抗战时期。
So failures educate us, right? Motivate us and cultivate us, because failures will teach us how to become.A better person, if we were willing to learn from them.
所以说呢，失败呢，它让我们受教，能够激励我们，还能够培养我们。只要我们愿意从失败中学习，它就能够对成帮助我们。
So Romans 5 verse 3 says, We rejoice when we run into problems and trial, for we know that they are good for us. They develop strength of character.
就像罗马书五章三节所说的，当我们遇到困难和试炼的时候，我们应该可以感到高兴，因为我们知道它对我们是有好处的，它们能够培养我们的性格。
Finally, failure to relax in God's grace.
最后一点，当失败的时候呢，我们应该在上帝的恩典中释怀。
For Psalm 103 verse 14 says, God knows that we are made what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust.
在诗篇103章14节中，说到上帝知道我们是由什么做成的，他记得我们不过是尘土。
So God is not surprised when you fail, neither is he disappointed when you fail, because in Colossians chapter 2:14 says, God has canceled our debt, which listed all the rules we failed to follow. And he took away that record with its rules and nailed it to the cross.
所以当你失败的时候，上帝是不会感到惊讶的。当你失败的时候，他也不会失望。因为就像哥罗西书二章十四节中所说的，上帝他们免了我们的债，涂抹了我们违背律法的罪状。上帝撤销了那些记录，并一同钉在了十字架上。
So the prodigal son was prepared to live the rest of his life as a slave.
我们还记得浪子都预备好了，他愿意在他的剩下的一生里做一个奴隶。
Only to discover at the time of his greatest failure that he was not a slave, but a son.
但是却在他最失败的时候发现他自己并不是奴隶，而是儿子。
As a son, he thought he was a slave to his father.
当他做儿子的时候，他以为他自己是他父亲的奴隶。
But as a slave, he finally understood what it meant to be a son.
但当他沦为奴隶的时候，他终于明白了作为一个儿子到底意味着什么。
Good fathers are always ready to forgive and to restore.
好的父亲总是愿意原谅并修复前嫌。
This is how God, our good father, treats his children.
这正是上帝我们的好天父对他孩子的方式，对待他孩子的方式。
Waiting for us to repent.
他在等待我们悔改。
Never coercing us or manipulating us.
从来不强迫我们，也从来不操纵我们。
But waiting for us to come to our senses.
而是等候我们自己醒悟。
So that we can reclaim our identities as sons and daughters.
这样我们能够重新获得儿子女儿的身份。
So my encouragement is don't be hard on yourself for your failures.
所以我对你们的鼓励是说，不要因为自己的失败而对自己太苛刻。
Because God isn't hard on you.
因为上帝不会苛责你。
All God asks of you is to get up and try again.
上帝唯一对你的要求就是振作起来，重新再试一次。
And he promises to be with you again and again.
而且他承诺了会与你同在，而且一次又一次的会与你同在。
And God doesn't give up easily on people like you and I.
上帝也不会轻易的放弃像你我这样的人。
Aren't you glad about that?
难道我们不为此感到高兴吗？
Can you imagine how difficult life would be if God was as hard on our mistakes, right, as some of us are hard on the mistakes of others.
你能够想象生活会多么困难，如果上帝对待我们的错误，就像我们中的某些人对其他人的错误一样严厉的时候。
And the truth is that failures need not define us.
而事实是我们不需要被失败所裹挟。
God can take your failures and mine.
上帝可以接受你我的失败。
And make something good out of it.
并且从中创造出更好的东西。
If we're willing to learn and grow from them,
只要我们愿意从中学到什么，并从这里得到成长。
Going back to my personal story of failure,
再回到我一开始个人的失败故事。
I didn't know it then, but God's plan for me was much better than what I had planned for myself.
当时我并不知道。但是上帝实际上为我安排的计划要比我自己想象的要好得多得多。
This is what God's grace can do for you and me.
这是上帝恩典对你我所能做的。
So if you have failed,
所以如果你失败了
relax in God's grace.
请在上帝的恩典中释怀。
In Christ, your failures may be exactly what you need to lead you in a direction that God wants you to go.
在基督里面，你的失败也许正是你所需要的，能够引导你走向上帝希望你走的道路。
So there's a saying that goes, failures who give up are a dime a dozen, failures who get up are one in a million.
有这样一种说法，在失败中，
people who failures who give up.
Oh yeah, 在失败中所放弃的多如牛毛，但是能从失败中站起来的是千百万分之一。
And God's grace gives us ability to overcome our failures.
那么上帝的能力呢，给我们能力能够战胜失败。
Because failure is written in pencil.
因为失败是用铅笔写的。
But God's grace is written in permanent ink.
而上帝的恩典却是用永久性的墨笔写的。
He can erase your failures.
他可以抹掉你的失败。
And He can even make your failures to become something good.
他可以把你的失败转成更美好的东西。
When I was, even though I didn't get into architecture school. I went to an architect. I became an architectural draftsman.
虽然我没有进入这个建筑师学院，但是呢，我为建筑师绘图。
And in my class, there was a man named Ron.
在我的这个课堂里有一个叫 Roy 的学生。
At the time, I was in my early 20s, and he was already. Hitting 40.
那时候呢，我是二十多岁，但是这个 Roy 呢，已经差不多四十岁了。
And we all thought he was really old.
我们都觉得他特别的老。
But he said to me, he said, "You know, I spent my youth being a drummer in a rock band."
他跟我说，他说你知道吗？我其实是在一个那个摇滚乐队里头的一个鼓手。
And I wasted my youth.
所以呢，就这样的，我觉得我耽误了我很年轻的这个时光。
Because I spent it on drugs and on sex.
因为我年轻的时候呢，所有的时间都用在了毒品和这个性生活上。
But I became a Christian.
但后来我成为了基督徒。
And the Lord, he says to me, the Lord has given back to me all the years that the locusts have taken away.
上帝呢，自从那以后呢，把所有我损失的东西都补加给我。
So all of us will fail from time to time.
所以我们所有的人呢，都会失败。
A failure doesn't have to define us.
但是失败呢，不应该裹挟我们。
And failures do not have to defeat us.
也不应该击败我们。
So rest in God's grace.
让我们在上帝的恩典中释怀。
Take all the failures that you've experienced and give it to the Lord.
把你所有的经历的失败都释放给主。
And He can do something with it that you cannot even imagine.
他可以把这个。他要做的事情是你不可想象的。
So may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you sense His presence with you as you go forward from this day on.
愿神能够鼓励我们，与我们同在，从此以后激励我们。
Let us pray.
让我们大家祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for your word to us.
感谢主给我们您的话语。
We thank you for your promise to us.
也感谢你对我们的应许。
That you will never leave us or forsake us.
我们知道你永远不会离弃抛弃我们。
And Lord, we lift up all our failures to you.
主啊，我们将我们所有的失败都端到您的面前。
Will you redeem them?
求主你拯救救赎。
And turn them into something good.
将我们的这些失败变成好的东西。
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.